Welcome to episode 93 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're continuing Language Week by looking at the most flexible word in the English language. You wouldn't know by looking at it, but there is one word that can fit the bill just about anywhere in a sentence. Because of that, I've decided to crown it the king word, the most versatile adage in the English language. That word is buffalo. Buffalo, 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 buffalo is actually a complete sentence. If you break down the sentence, buffalo here is used to mean three different things. It's used as the noun buffalo, meaning the animal, and since buffalo is the plural form of the animal, also it can be used to mean one or more buffalo. As if that wasn't confusing, it's also used to mean the city of Buffalo, New York. And finally, it is used as a verb, buffalo, which means to bully or intimidate. So the sentence buffalo, 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 broken down, means that bison from the city of Buffalo intimidate bison from Buffalo, who are also intimidating other bison from Buffalo. It's confusing to say, but it's grammatically correct. What's cool about the word buffalo, though, is that you can use the word as many times as you want in a sentence, and no matter what, it will be a complete sentence. Just saying buffalo once is a complete thought. You could use it to point out when you're driving along the Great Plains and you see a buffalo in the wild. Buffalo, buffalo is also complete. So is buffalo, buffalo, buffalo. And so on and so forth. So there you go. You have now met buffalo, a word to trump all words. Thanks for tuning in to episode 93 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. If you like the show, rate it on the Zune Marketplace, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. Make sure you come back tomorrow when we take a look at the strange story behind the international language of Esperanto. And no, it wasn't just a 70s thing.